Hi, you guys. This is Jenna.
And this is Cassie.
And this is the Find Less podcast. We are so excited to be back for our second week in a row. So, round of applause.
Yay!
Woo! The crowd goes wild.
Wait, isn't it three?
Is it three? I thought it was two. We did the show recap, remember? Last week?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so this would be two for two.
Two.
Two for two. But, anyways, you guys, we are hoping.
Whoa. Wow.
We are hoping. I sounded like a broken record there. It's not okay. We are hoping that you're having a marvelous Sunday if you're listening to this on Sunday. And we are kind of just going to get right into it. And our topic today is how a simple conversation with a stranger can truly impact your life and their life, and you just never know. You know, the world is very big, and I feel as if we usually only talk to the same people every day, if you think about it, usually.
Yeah.
Or if you work somewhere, like at the bank, or you work at the school, wherever you work, you kind of see the same crowd almost every day. Besides, I guess, like a dealership, that's a little different, but you're still seeing, you know, your coworkers. And yeah, you have repeat customers too. So it's just so interesting how, you know, there's so many people that we see throughout the day, but we don't get the chance to like chat with them or just spark a conversation. So with that being said, I was at the gym yesterday and this woman, she was in the locker room / women's bathroom. And she was getting ready. So she had all of her stuff all over the counter. And I was like, whoa, like walk in. You know, she getting ready for work. Like, you know, it's a little chaotic. And I set my like water bottle down like next to her stuff. And I can't even remember how I started this conversation with her. I think I said, oh, are you going to work? And she was like, yeah. And she's like, I'm running late. Like this literally just started talking to me. And she had an accent and she's like, yeah. I was like, you have an accent. And she's like, yeah, I'm originally from Texas. And I was like, oh, no way. And she was telling me about how they're selling her house in Texas and how she's like officially moving here. And I was like, oh, how long have you been here for? She's like, well, 2 years actually. But, and she literally told me her whole life, like told me that she had a husband, you know, the whole nine yards. They got a divorce. Then she came to La Crosse and she's now dating this guy she met in that she's known since she was little, which I'm like, that is so cute. And she was telling me about her kids. She's like, yeah, my kids are 24 and 26. I'm like, oh my God, I'm 25. Like, she's like, they're gonna come up here for like Christmas and Thanksgiving. And it was such a like refreshing conversation and just so like lighthearted that somebody I've never talked to, like, and I don't think I've ever seen her, a simple conversation of me just like asking her a question or saying hi sparked into like this big, beautiful conversation. And it literally made my day because she was just so full of energy, so sweet. And I feel like on the daily, I don't always get those interactions with, you know, the normal crowd that we hang around or like that I'm with, you know, or the people anyways, I see my business, you know, I'm always in a good mood, but it's not that same energy. Like energy does not lie and it's hard to describe it but you know what it feels like when you spark a conversation with a platonic conversation with somebody you've never talked to, how it just like puts you on this high and it like you gain so much insight from people. Like she's literally from Texas. Crazy. Yeah. Like, and we're in Wisconsin and we're interacting and we're talking. That's crazy to me, you know?
Yeah. I think something, I don't know if I saw it in like in a documentary or something like that. But I remember a long time ago seeing that, like, a video about how if we want to, or like our society needs to be better about doing like making conversations with random people and things like that. And, it like showed your normal, like think of how you walk down the sidewalk. A lot of people nowadays, like, they are listening to music, or they, like, so they have headphones in, they have, like, or they're on their phones nowadays, or they're, like, so occupied on something else.
Or their heads that down, they don't want to look at you.
They don't want to, they don't give you anyone, like, opportunities. So, like, if you're a person that when you're, maybe you're a college student, and you're walking on campus, I remember what, South Dakota, I used to always have headphones in. I think everyone did. Unless I was walking with somebody.
Yeah.
I had headphones in and I would walk to class listening to like a song or something. And then I'd stand outside, listen to songs. And, sometimes I'd take them out early if I was like, okay, like I'm in a good mood. Like maybe if someone's here, I can like talk with them or something. But at the same time, if you're walking past hundreds of people sometimes, like if you're walking on campus when it's a busy time, you're passing so many people that if you're not even like attempting to like make a, even just saying hi, you know, like just something so simple like that,
it can really make somebody's day.
Well, and like me and my friend Kiki, we were walking from the union to our next class, and I don't listen to music on that campus, and like we were walking together, so we were like talking, and it was a cold day, and we were sitting there, we're like, oh my gosh, it's so cold. And some dude was like, started kind of like walking by us, and he was like older and stuff, and he had shorts on, and he's like, yeah, I thought it was gonna be nice out. I was so wrong.
Yeah.
And like it was like under 10 words we said between each other, but like those 10 words, it's just like, it's lighthearted. It's refreshing.
Those,
it's good, positive.
Are
because
the
then
best
you remember
those.
I'm still sitting here. This was like last week. I remember it.
Those
I
are
can
like
tell
the
you I said hi to a little girl that was walking by me the other day.
Yeah.
She said hi back. Like, it's the littlest things of like, I'm just saying hi. Just saying like, great weather. Or like, you can talk about the weather. You could talk about something like, where are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, my grandma always used to say stuff to people when we were in line places. Like if we were at Quick Trip or something, she'd always have to make conversation with the next person. And like, sometimes it gets like, I remember as like a younger kid, I'd always get annoyed with my mom for like making conversations with everyone and everyone for no reason. I was like, why are you talking to all these people? Like, leave them be. Like, they're just trying to enjoy their day. And like, obviously, as I'm older, like, it's different. Like, it's because you want to be social. It's the tiniest of connections that you can make that, what if you run into that person, like, later? Maybe, like, we've all seen, like, little videos or, like, where people do, like, in movies and shit, where, like, you might just say hi to someone on the street or have a silly little conversation, but what if that's the next person, like, ever so casually in a job interview? Like, what, maybe that's someone, you know what I'm saying?
What?
I'm counting how many times we say like, and
I gave up on you. You say it so many times that I just give up on counting.
We're really trying, you guys. I feel as if
I need to speak slower, and that's
sometimes
what
it's better.
I'm trying to do. Earlier I was counting, and it was 12. Within the span of 2 sentences for you, I feel
as if I almost used the word. And this is staying in.
Don't say as if either, because pretty soon you're gonna say as if, as if, as if, as if, as if.
You never know, but sorry for laughing, but it was really funny listening.
That's how I feel for you sometimes.
I'm really trying. No, I know. I'm not judging you. We're having a key.
Cause otherwise.
I'm not judging you.
I have to think of everything I say. And so now I'm going to talk like a robot. I feel like.
I'm going to try my best to talk slower. Honestly. But let's go back on it.
I was done. It was your turn.
It was my turn. Okay, perfect.
I agree, for one. It's so crazy to me because, in my opinion, and not everything about phones are bad, okay? I just would prefer to be back in a simpler time where they weren't the main focus. Because even actively trying, I do try. I'm so attached to my phone. I'm so attached to it. I spend so much time on it, and it is one of the hardest habits to break. Even, I'm actually going to order one tonight. I'm done using my phone as an alarm because I see all the notifications, and then I have to clear it. Even though I have my phone on sleep mode, I see all the notifications on my phone in the morning, and I clear them all because it's overwhelming to me. Now, I get to check all these, like, get to, but it's a lot, and it brings me just on my phone right away in the morning. It makes it so easy, and I wonder if they say when you wake up, you shouldn't be on your phone for the first hour of the day, and I'm wondering even, because it puts your body in fight or flight mode. So I'm wondering even having your alarm on your phone and ending it, if that puts my body into, like, that state.
It will if you get frustrated by staring at it.
Okay. So I don't think I get frustrated. I'm just like, oh, look at everything I got. Yep. Okay. Then,
so
yeah.
I
know what clock
that
you
really
have.
Nice alarm clock.
Isn't that thing like $70?
It was like $100 something.
I think I've looked at that one, and
there's another one that's like $150. I got a knock. It's not a knock. It's a knockoff of the other one. But
I'm gonna
really
get a knockoff
like
of the knockoff.
I like mine a lot.
Yeah, because
I
want
love it,
a different
actually.
Alarm thingy.
Because I use the light.
Yes,
and
I know.
I
you
wake
do.
Up from the light. And then I have two alarms because I like to snooze them.
Mm-hmm.
And so every morning I set one for like, I'd say five. And then the other one at like 5:45, mm-hmm. around that area. Between anywhere in those times, depending on if I have to shower or mm-hmm. what I need to do to get ready in the morning.
Yeah.
But, I like it a lot.
Yeah. But
keeps me off my phone.
Yeah. I was just going to say, for the first hour of the day, you're actually supposed to not be on your phone. So I feel, now I wake up, I like say my affirmations, and now I'm doing that like 10-minute like timer setting thing. So I wonder with that then, well, I could probably set, if I get an alarm clock, I could set another timer. You know, I make breakfast, I listen to Audible, which I think I'm just going to start switching to a book because it's so easy as soon as you go on your phone, the app, just to like go on it again. And I go to the gym and I am on my phone, but I'm listening to music. So it is a little bit different, but yeah, the first hour of the day and hour before you go to bed, you're not supposed to have like any screen time. Any notifications, like not responding to emails, etc., like all that stuff, you know?
I wonder, what I do is, so when I'm studying or doing homework or cleaning, mm-hmm. something that I need to focus on, I have been setting a timer on my phone.
Yeah.
So anytime I look at my phone, if someone texts me, I see the timer and I, mm-hmm. fuck, I need to focus. I only have 12 minutes left. Yeah. I set small timers. I refuse to set anything longer than 30 minutes.
They say there's a task timer. They say 5 minutes. If you label your tasks and you're struggling, they say try to see which ones you can get done within like 5 minutes. And then the other ones, you know, they say even the worst ones, if the worst one's going to take you longer, set a 5 minute timer, start it. Because by the time that timer ends, you're most likely going to want to continue that task.
Correct. And I've realized, so I'll set a timer for, I think my laundry takes like 26 minutes, 27 mm-hmm. minutes for the washing part. And so I'll set that timer and I'll be like, okay, what am I going to do for this 26 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Or like if I have too long, so if I set an hour timer to do, let's say, homework. Okay, but if I go on my phone and I see 53 more minutes, I'm like, oh, I have time.
Yeah.
But if I only got 13 more minutes, I'm like, shit, okay, I gotta do this shit or I'm not gonna finish it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've noticed that the smaller times for me, 5 minutes isn't enough for me. I'll go 10
mm-hmm.
or 15 because that's enough time in my head
correct.
To get the task done.
Correct.
I will set a timer for how long I think I could get it. So for dishes, for example, I'll set this 15-minute timer, but how many dishes can I do in 15 minutes?
Yeah.
All I got to do is fill my thing. If I have two loads that I need to get done, I need to do one at least.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that timer starts going off,
yes.
but I have only a few dishes left, oh, I'm going to do them.
Yeah.
Because that's going to piss me off more if I see that there's a few dishes left in the dish or in the sink than
yeah.
not. You know, I can just clean it.
Mm-hmm.
Or just getting things cleaned, I might have more motivation. I think the hard part for us is always to start something,
mm-hmm.
but the timer does work.
Yeah.
And so, like, taking the time, but I think that there's an app, or not an app. I bet you if we go into our phones in our settings, I bet you we could disable our social media apps for a certain time.
Oh, you can.
Because if you...
There's a timing,
yeah. If you literally wanted to, from, like...
Screen time.
No, not necessarily.
And you set app limits. Yeah.
But I know the app limits. But I'm saying, like, that you can't go on it during certain times.
Mm.
I bet you there's a way we can get around it. Because if you couldn't go to your, like, let's say you can't log into Snapchat.
Oh, they do have it. It's downtime.
Yeah. So maybe taking your downtime and putting on, so, like, you wake up around, what, 3 or something like that? You go to the gym?
Yeah.
Maybe turning on, like, allow, like, Spotify for music.
Yeah.
But turning off all social medias until you're done with your gym.
8 p.m. to, I would say, 5:30 a.m.
Yeah, because you don't need it before then for your business.
Yeah.
In general. You know what I'm saying?
Oops.
Anyone that needs, like, those are business hours.
Yeah.
No one should be trying to contact you out of business hours anyways.
Oh, but people do.
Oh, and they can, but you won't respond till business hours.
Correct. That's actually true. I actually, that is a good rule of thumb because I do not
Everywhere else has business hours. Your business hours, because it's certain businesses, could be a little later your average business hours. But after like 6 p.m.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You can text me. You can do these things.
Yeah.
I'll respond to you from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
The next business day.
Like, that's true. The weekends?
Yeah, I think you can even go into, like, Instagram and set limits on that, too. I'm pretty sure you can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if app downtime is the thing you guys would be looking for. I'm going to try it out this week, and we'll let you know. But I do have time limits on my apps. So I have an hour every day on Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, which I deleted TikTok again because it is not... It's fun... But I'm really on it to just, like, numb out, if I'm being honest. I'm on there for a distraction. And it's not... I have learned stuff, but it's not content that's, like, longevity learning. It's very quick hits onto the next. And I struggle with... I don't know if the word would be a boundary... Or maybe control. But with things like that, I'll just freaking, like, binge them. I'll just, like, I struggle with that.
I think it's a big brain thing for all of us
mm-hmm.
because they created it.
The logarithm,
for that exact reason.
Mm-hmm.
They created a way for us to be satisfied with a one short little video. And then we can go on to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And in our brain, we're like, oh, one more is not going to hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's only 30 seconds.
Yeah.
A minute long. What's a minute?
Yeah.
Then you see an hour later. Oh.
Yeah. And most people, I'm assuming, have TikTok. So try to notice. This is something I catch myself. I'll be watching a TikTok and I'll get maybe halfway through it and it's a longer one. And sometimes I'm like, no, I can't do it. I literally cannot focus. Notice if you're doing that. There's also sometimes where I make myself sit through it. I have multiple times before because I'm like, no, you're sitting, you're making it through this video. But I also sometimes think like maybe it's not aligning with you, but just notice how many times you do that.
Because it's like, the hard part is though, we wonder why this generation has so little patience, and it's genuinely because everything is so quick to us. We have, how often do you get frustrated with ads?
Yeah.
We used to have commercials. We never had streaming without ads. That wasn't a thing. You never got to watch a TV show without ads in there.
The commercial breaks
were also kind of cool because that's when you peed.
You can
that's
go get a snack. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm like, can we go back? Now listen though, when I get ads on Peacock, like that'd be bothering.
It is frustrating, yeah. But you know what I do say is I'm actually a little grateful for it. Because I hope it brings back a tiny bit of patience. Because you have to, unless you pay for it not to be with ads, you're stuck with them.
Yeah.
And I've learned that I need to be patient enough to deal with ads. Does it suck sometimes in a movie? Hell yeah. That's when I get a little frustrated. Because it's a movie, not a TV show.
Yeah.
But it's still, I need that recheck. Because we've been so blessed with fast streaming. We used to wait 2 minutes to load a goddamn YouTube video.
Oh my God, I remember
and
that.
And you used to make a game out of the fucking thing. You used to play a little, like, worm or whatever it was with the little loading button.
I remember that. Why did we have to wait for 2 minutes?
The Wi-Fi. Oh, it was so trash.
It was really bad when we were little. Dude, that's where it was at. Our childhood was awesome.
But that's what I'm saying. We had patience. We waited. We waited for that gray thing to just load and then we'd play it. And then we'd hope that the gray thing kept going.
Yes, I remember that. Oh my gosh.
We learned so much patience from just something so simple. We don't ever wait. Now we get pissed off if it fucking loads in the middle of it.
You're right.
We're like, why the fuck isn't it loading? Sorry for my use of language. But that's how frustrated we got. Because it was out of the normal now for them to have something slow. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
And it's... like, the difference between generations, even, like, 2 years younger than us.
They didn't...
It's completely different.
Yeah.
Because even a year younger than us, I'm like, whoa.
It's right... I feel like we are right in the middle where we either were able to have the childhood without phones or you had the childhood with phones because that's when phones became a thing.
Yeah,
you were either younger than that. I remember some of my...
That's
people
crazy.
In my class had little, like, they were flip. They weren't, like, the touch screens because we didn't have those yet. It was, like, the flip phones
and
the slider phones.
And you went to a Catholic school, too? Those kids had those? That's crazy.
Some of them had them in, like, fourth grade. But that's when they were new. Yeah. So the parents that wanted to give their kids the newest thing had them.
The phones, yeah.
Most of us, for the majority of our age, we didn't have that. Mm-hmm. And when I was in sixth grade is when the iPod Touches came out. So... then they became with the iPhone, like, right around there/after that.
Yeah.
And I don't think they even make the iPods like that, do they?
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do anymore. Because they probably didn't sell because everyone wanted a phone anyways.
Remember the ones without the screen, the little square iPods?
See, I only had the one that was, like, the elongated one.
Yes.
That had the screen, but it wasn't a touch screen. You had the little circle that you had to move it up and down anyways. Like, you had to, like, circle it. They were called the iPod Touch, but they weren't actually a touch screen.
Yeah. I'm literally looking up iPod.
The iPod Touch. That's what it was called.
Yeah. Yeah, my cousin had one of those, too.
But I never had the one that had no screen. I just had, I had, like, the...
We're looking at a picture of the iPod.
I had either the pink one...
Pink one? Or did you have this blue one?
No, the one over.
Oh, wow.
Other way. That one.
No way.
Mine was blue, actually.
There's even smaller ones, though. Because there was a little square one.
That was just the circle.
Yeah,
thing.
Just the circle. I had one of those.
I thought that was so confusing. I was like, I wanted to see.
It was so nice. You could clip it onto something. You could run with it. It was super easy. Like, these simpler times.
See,
crazy.
And we... But before that, even, there was... I used to have a CD player, and I would bring that on my softball bus, and I brought my CDs with me
Yo, the CD players were the shit.
And then you just like grabbed your CDs. Like we used
remember when this it would like skip.
And it that was so annoying. No, because it always was on the favorite song. Because like, the song you played
was
most.
I think it was the CD got scratched, right? If it skipped. Yep.
Fuckers. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I would sit there and clean them.
CDs were the best.
I will say we are not. We didn't use tape players in like the form of like transporting, but we definitely had them in the car.
And like my parents had them. On bedtime stories.
And like that's what like our radio thing was.
Yeah.
Like we had those things, but I never like had my own tape player that I brought with me type of a thing.
Yeah.
We definitely had
stories. Any of the tape players we had were literally bedtime stories.
And yep.
The nostalgia of when we were growing up is, I mean, the best thing ever. I would love to, like,
I used to go listen back to Z93's Top 10 at 8 o'clock every single time, and I'd wait for it to hit the number one, and I always got so mad.
8 at night,
one.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'd be on my way back from gymnastics.
And I would be about, that was my bedtime.
So yeah.
I would, like, dance in my room to the Top 10, and then I'd go to bed every single time. And, like, it's just so funny because I will say, even now, I'm guilty of this too. When was the last time people actually listened to the radio anymore? In new cars, you have Sirius XM that you pay for. That's radio, but listen, it's like all the time.
I want to say,
I play my music on my phone all the time.
The music just isn't as good as it used to be. We grew up on Usher Baby, Lady Gaga, Black Eyed Peas, Nelly. I can't even think, like, so many amazing artists that we grew up on. That music makes you feel something. Eminem, like, that stuff. Rihanna, like, that stuff. Really? Those people, Chris Brown, like, and Chris Brown still makes me feel something. And that's a direct quote, because he has a song called Feel Something. But the nostalgia, like, put on some fucking, like, Lady Gaga right now, I'd be like, yeah, this was the shit. Like, genuinely, tonight's gonna be a good night. Like, stop. They don't make that stuff anymore. It's all sexual. Like, no offense.
No, I will say though,
it was sexual back then, but it's different.
I wish I had the video. I saw a video and it was like something like, these kids now think that their songs are like sexual, and it was just like, one of the songs talking about like, I'll hit it from the front, I'll hit it from the back, like all the people. And, like, the girls were just, like, it was, like, a funny, like, video of, like, the new kids, quote-unquote, just, like, staring at them, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, they had their sexual songs, but then, at the same time, it's not that everything was, like, they had songs that they could beep out, and it was still a song. Now, every song that they, quote-unquote, beep out for the radio for children, for actual children, it's, like, barely a song. They have to make up so many more words because half of them are swear words. Half of them are words that they shouldn't be saying on the radio for just children.
Yeah.
And the sad part is the older kids and the younger kids listen to the same music, where I feel like when we were, like, we listened to different music. We listened to, when we were children, we listened to Miley Cyrus. We listened to, like, Big Time Rush.
I still listen to Big Time Rush.
Like, we had those songs. Our parents still listen to their hard rock.
We listen to Taylor Swift. We listen to a lot of Taylor Swift.
Justin Bieber was really popular back then. Justin Bieber. His freaking poster.
Yeah, so my sister. Yeah, Justin Bieber.
But then, my brother, who was 5 years older, obviously a little more mature than us, was listening to music that had more of the swear words in it and stuff of that nature. Like, the music my brother was listening to was the music that had the swear words, had the inappropriateness, talking about sex heavy.
Yeah.
Like, that was his music. I listened to my cleaner music.
Yeah.
And granted, some of the songs had maybe damn or something or hell in it. But that was about it. That wasn't talking. Rihanna, well, some of her songs did.
Yeah.
But for the most part, she put it in a way where we didn't know what it was.
Correct.
We were saying S&M forever.
S&M, bro.
No idea what that meant.
No idea.
Whips and chains excite me. We thought it was the coolest shit ever.
No, we had no idea. But that song.
The best thing about it, though, was it hit it.
Yeah.
Because we were able to sing it without swearing, without having the knowledge. We didn't need to know the knowledge. Yo, we didn't go out of our way to look it up. I'm gonna
play that song tonight now. Entire album is great.
Older now, obviously, we were like, haha, we sang that? That's crazy.
No, literally, because we used to karaoke to My Humps.
Yeah.
We know, all the time.
I mean, we kind of figured out what that meant, but we were like, oh, so weird that they talk about it. Like, we had no idea why they were talking about it. But, like, other than that,
it's just it was clean. Funny to
it
me.
Wasn't, like, no yeah, offense, they did no make offense it clean. To Cardi they did make it clean. Or any of them, but, like, wop, wet-ass pussy. You know what that is.
Yeah, I played that for my mom. She hated it.
They say the words in it, so you can't, as a child, sing the song.
Wop, because wop, wop. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's, you're right. It's definitely, it's bad. It's bad.
And that's what the kids listen to. That's the thing. Is they aren't listening to a whole different genre.
Yeah.
They're listening to that.
Yeah.
That's the music they hear. That's the music that's interesting to them because they see it on TikTok.
That's crazy.
Kids have TikTok. Kids have all the apps now. Wow. Because parents are allowing it. Which, some is good. Some is not.
No.
Kids, YouTube is just as bad. Think about all the ads that you see on those things now, too.
I mean, we used to have Vine. Vine was the thing when we were...
But we were in middle school. Like,
yeah, that's true.
How do I say this? I didn't get it until we were in 6th or 7th grade.
Yeah, that's true.
People are seeing this in, like, 3rd grade.
Yeah, that's really bad. Especially because TikTok's so unhinged.
There's no way you can even... You can put the parental things on there that doesn't hide them from it, though.
Correct.
Even YouTube Kids has been targeted recently for allowing a video to start off as, like, a child's video.
Yeah.
But intermixing, like, crazy shit in there.
That's terrible that people even do that.
Because people clearly just want to fuck up kids' lives.
I mean, it's a whole systematic thing of fucking over kids.
Which is... Look at how everything is, though. The music you listen to. Yeah. Everything. Like, all of it now.
It's so crazy.
I think it is really crazy.
The nostalgia, though, is great. To know
that our childhood at least was nice.
It was saved. Like, thank God. Because it's crazy, you know?
I mean, we had both sides.
Yeah.
I think. I like the idea of having both because looking back now, middle school, high school, when I did have my iPod and I had Snapchat and all the drama that came with Instagram, and the likes and the Snapchat.
Yeah, I remember that.
And having
who's on your Snapchat best friends list? Who's the top three?
I do think that should come back just to fuck everyone over.
I really think it should too, but the issue is, I don't even use Snap, so I'll snap somebody once, and they're my best friend. I'm pretty sure you're on my best friend. We don't really talk on Snapchat.
No, I don't really Snapchat people either, and I'll snap them twice, and they're on my friends list. It's so funny to me. But I think we got the drama we saw. Now, just imagine living and growing up in that entirely. Always having that around. Always hearing about that from our siblings. We were still able to go and play outside. That was very, very common. People don't know how to play anymore. People don't know how to do any of that stuff.
Yeah, people don't know how to interact and talk to strangers, you guys.
That's no one wants to go have a conversation with nobody anymore.
Yeah. That's why I was kind of like went down this rabbit hole of, wow, if we didn't have phones, you know, when you'd pass the street with somebody, not saying everyone would look down, but most people, like 9 times out of 10 people would be looking up and greet you and say hi to you. But now in the socially awkward society we kind of live in, a lot of people do not. Because I know I'll be going to iron, like, into the gym, and I won't go in with my headphones on anymore. You know, when I walk in, I usually, like, have my head up and I'm, like, staring at the wall. I'm not really, because there's a lot of people, you know. But there's been a few times where I've walked past 5 people and I've, like, you know, smiled at them. But they're not paying attention, you know.
They're not.
Which, again, that's okay. But, you know, I remember, like, one of my coaches telling me, just, like, say hi to everyone you pass. Say good morning, say hi. Like, it makes you feel more confident. It makes you feel better.
It does. It gives you an aura of positivity.
Mm-hmm.
You always want to talk to the person that's willing to talk.
Mm-hmm.
you don't know who's having a shit day, mm-hmm. who needs someone to say good morning to them.
Yeah.
Someone could have just experienced a loss. Someone could have experienced just bad news in general.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking that they don't have any friends, thinking that everyone in the world's against them, but then someone looks straight at them mm-hmm. that has no idea who they are. Just, hey, good morning. Hey.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Yeah. It really just...
And it's better when it's not makes you your feel job seen. To do that either.
Yeah, it makes you feel seen. It makes you feel good. On the end of receiving side, too, it makes you feel like, oh, feel good.
Like, we know if you're a cashier places that your job, quote-unquote, is to say good morning or have a great day or see you next time. Good old Quick Trip.
But I say see you next time, too. It's so funny. People are like, are you Quick Trip? I'm like, I don't even go in there and buy shit. I just fill my car up there.
But those are people we assume always does say those things.
And I don't. And I literally run a business and talk to people all day. And I'm a toss-up with saying hi to people or not saying hi to people. You know, but you know why? It's an insecurity thing. It's how we're feeling about ourselves. Why we do or why we don't. Like, otherwise, why wouldn't you? What is the reason?
I think nobody's some people,
just an inherent asshole. Like,
I mean, some people, I say hi to a lot of people that I walk past. And sometimes they don't acknowledge it.
And that's okay.
And that's okay.
That's okay.
That, you know what?
I might not even heard you. That's
maybe
right.
not.
Yeah.
I don't take it personally. I don't sit there and be like, oh my God, I have the worst luck. Oh my God. I'm not going to go down a rabbit hole about it. Yeah. I'm just going to say, okay, maybe next time.
See you next time. Hit him with the peace sign. See you next time.
Well, they would have walked past. So they'd be gone.
You would turn around and be like, see you next time.
Oops, sorry, didn't mean to say that.
Good chat.
Sometimes I have
just kidding,
that.
Don't be an asshole, don't be like, good chat.
Nice I will only say that if somebody, I'm like, if I'm working with somebody at like the bar and I say something to them and they don't respond, I'm like, okay, good chat.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, oh, no, it's fine. Chat's over.
No, I feel that too, where I'm like trying to talk to people. I'm like, I literally usually just look at them. I'm like, they're like, oh, are you talking to me? I'm like, yeah.
I was attempting to. Maybe I shouldn't.
Attempting to.
But all in all, I think that just being nice to your neighbors, you never know what people
love
are going
neighbor.
Through. Love
thy neighbor. Yeah.
Just spread kindness. This is a time where our country needs kindness everywhere.
Correct.
And if you can just spread it as much as
you fucking can. Because it's so easy to, like, go down the rabbit hole and get negative, like, you have no idea what thinking positively from any circumstance can create in your reality, in your life. No matter how bleak, no matter how bad, like, you have to trust in that everything's going to be great. As long as, like, you know, you give some positivity back, you know, because this definitely is a time, you know, with just having the election happen. You know, there's a lot of mad people, and I hear you, but, like, spreading hate and spreading, it's so toxic, it's trash, it's not good. Like, spread some love. What are some positive things that could come out of this? You know, either or candidate, there's positives and negatives. So, you gotta decide what you're gonna focus on, and, you know, really make the best, because at the end of the day, it's still up to you to have a good life. It's up to you to do your dreams. It's up to you. It's not up to the President of the United States to fix your entire life. You know what I'm saying? So no matter what, like, you have the choice of how you want to live your life and also how you want to go about things and how you want to handle when disappointment happens or rejection or anything, you know? And they're not fun and easy things to handle, but, like, just always know you are supported.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think this time specifically, it is hard to be on social media. I personally try to stay off of it.
I should have stayed off.
I see positives and negatives.
Yeah.
I see people that are extremely happy. I see people that are extremely unhappy.
Yeah.
And no matter where you fall on that spectrum of what happened, you have to remind yourself, life goes on.
Mm-hmm.
You, just because of November 5th, you didn't die November 6th because of the decision that was made.
Correct.
All you have to do is you got to support your country, be positive to your neighbors for 4 years if you didn't like the outcome, and try again in 4 years.
Yeah.
It's not
you
the end
win
of
some,
the world.
You lose some, you know what I'm saying? And I think, you know,
there's no election, there's no time like this that's going to make every single person in America happy, and I think that at the end of the day, if we can just be supportive of each other either way.
Yeah.
Because what's done is done.
Mm-hmm.
It's over now. It's over.
We gone.
You have no more, have no more say. You used your right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I hope. Yeah. And that's all you can do.
Yeah.
Be grateful that you used your right.
Yeah.
And say, you know what? Maybe this wasn't my candidate. All right, I'll wait 4 years. Or say, you know what? This is a great. Yeah. Awesome. Both sides, just be happy that you have one another at the end of the day because support system's great.
Yeah.
Be kind to your neighbors. Say good morning. Say hi.
Yeah.
Everything. Just spread love kindness.
Because in anything that happens in the world, you know, with perceived darkness or darkness in general, the only thing that can change darkness is light, not more darkness. So, you know, you guys go out there and be great. Literally.
Just be rays of frickin' sunshine, even if you don't want to be.
Yeah. I mean, literally. But I feel like that's a good put a bow on top of this bitch and send them on their way.
Yeah.
Send them to school.
Oh.
You know? Or wherever the hell you go on Sundays. Probably not school.
Hopefully not school. No. Unless it's Sunday school.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But thank you guys so much for tuning into our podcast. Lots of love for you guys and hoping that you have the best week.
Thank you.